Alex, we've got some sugar in your coffee here. Do you want a little shot of coffee here?
All right. Thank you.
Good morning. Newly elected Johannesburg Mayor Jeff Makhubo will outline his vision for the city at a media briefing scheduled for later this morning. Makhubo won by 137 votes, beating the DA's Funzela Ngobeni, who got 101 votes, and the EFF's Musa Novella, who scored 30 votes. The SABC's Sasha Naidu has more.
Jeff Makhubo takes up the reins of South Africa's economic hub, Johannesburg, with a dark cloud hanging over his head. Last year, former Joburg Mayor Herman Mashaba laid charges of fraud, corruption, money laundering and racketeering against Makhubo. This relates to allegations that Makhubo's company, Molelwane Consulting, allegedly agreed to be paid 10% of 300 million rand in fees from Regiment's capital.
Meanwhile, DA Gauteng chairperson Mike Moriarty has rejected suggestions that his party could also lose the city of Tshwane. It's set to hold a special meeting this afternoon for a motion of no confidence against the speaker, Katlego Matebe, and Mayor Stevens Mogalapa. Moriarty says what happened in Johannesburg is not likely to happen in Tshwane.
The numbers are different. We've got a majority over the ANC in absolute number of seats as a party. Whereas in Joburg, it was the other way around. We were always on the back foot. The fact that we managed to do what we did and do it for 3 years, I think is an enormous service to us and for the coalition partners.
Media Monitoring Africa Director William Bird says yesterday's Constitutional Court ruling that the identity of underage victims of crime should be protected even after they reach the age of 18 is a victory for human rights. The case emanated from that of Zephanie Nurse, who discovered when she was a teenager that she was kidnapped as a baby and did not want the media to name her. Bird says the ruling is good news for children's rights.
I think that this is going to hold our media to a higher standard, which, given the issues around credibility and given the importance and critical role our media play, this in the long run I think can only be good news for our media, for our children, those involved in the justice system, those coming into it. This starts to afford them a far greater level of protection.
Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu is recovering in hospital following